It's a TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston, radioUBoston.com. Like I said last week, you check out the website. It's funny how it's not a MySpace page anymore. I'd find it hilarious. You know, companies actually doing some stuff for, you know, us. It's interesting. You can also check me out personally at myspace.com/JRTVGuy. Any feedback or anything like that, you can shoot me at JRTVGuy@AOL.com. You can send me naked pictures, bad things. You can tell me how terrible I am. Whatever you like, just send it. That's all it's about. Feedback of any kind we like. And speaking about we, this week, once again, I am just, you know, once again, so happy to have people with me. And once again, I will bring back, almost barely regular now, is Lauren LaRocque. You can hear her every day here on Radio U 10 to 2. Lauren, what's happening?
Hello. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you are. You're doing double shifts today. Double shots. Double fisting. And also an interesting character to bring on the show. Last time we had pretty interesting conversations and weird feedback, but we're going to bring back Doug. Doug the man. He's going to be on tomorrow morning from 10 to 12, 2.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's right now in the middle of his texting stage.
I'm not texting. I'm actually prepared to go online with my phone and answer any questions you may have about TV.
Right now.
He's prepping.
He's prepping, okay.
I'm actually looking at pornography.
Oh, that's even better. That's what we expected you to say. So today we have a bunch to get to. Emmys were officially nominated. Last week I was speculating on what I thought. Obviously I was wrong on half of them like I always am. We're going to get to X-Files that is coming out
this week. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going to the show.
Jillian's
right away.
She looks great.
Yes, dude. We were talking about this today.
I think my
about Jillian. Isn't she fantastic?
Yes.
She wasn't so fantastic back on the show.
No.
24-year-old Jillian?
We don't know what happened.
She was only 24 then?
24 when she got casted.
So she's my age.
Really?
How old is she?
She's 24 in 1993.
Yeah, so like a year older. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Saucy.
That's hot.
I love an older lady.
We're going to get to the X-Files.
Especially one with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Money.
And red hair. Come on.
Yes. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that when we get into our X-Files about Lauren and her things. But we're going to
proclivities.
We'll talk X-Files. Then we also got some inside information. On this. We're going live with this. Whatever this conversation is, going live. Yes? I thought you needed it tomorrow.
Wow.
I need it at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
What's the matter with you? There it is.
Look at this. No, I was going to take my stuff off, but you hold on to it.
Just don't watch any of the stuff that's on.
Seriously. You want to say hi into the mic. Say hi into the mic.
Just don't record over that.
I will not.
Okay. Anyways, that's interesting.
She want to get that close to me. She knows.
Yeah, she knows better.
You're going to snap her up?
Oh, yeah. Snap that. Okay, anyways.
A
we're going to get
a LaRocque bite.
We're going to get to the X-Files, and we have some little stuff that if we can get to the best, but we have a lot of stuff to get to. But first, I want to start the show off with The Dark Knight. Now, have either one of you seen The Dark Knight yet?
No.
I have not.
Wow, this is going to be great. So I have to somehow pull off the task of telling listeners my thoughts on The Dark Knight without revealing too much.
Well, that's the problem.
So I have to be a girl right now. I basically have to be a girl. I have to be wearing, you know, sexy clothes, but not showing too much. Mm. Not giving away the whole, you know, thing, right?
That's not my kind of girl.
You could tell me you can narrate the whole thing to me, and I'd still go watch it. I really
I'm not going to do that.
I don't know.
But basically, my thoughts on it was, out of a 10, I give it an 8.
That's not bad.
I'm not going to go like, oh my God, it was the greatest movie ever. I'm not putting in the category of like everybody was the best actor.
Right.
Everything was outstanding. It was epic, though.
Here's a question for you.
Shoot.
And this is a problem I have just from the trailers. Not a huge Katie Holmes fan from anyway. She was in the first one. She played the love interest. But the woman, the Gyllenhaal girl, really not good looking enough.
We talked about this last week.
Devastate. The two, looks, the Christian Bale and that other guy are good looking guys.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to torment either of them, really.
Well, not, no offense, but we're not seeing Heath Ledger's good looks in this movie.
But he's not the one that likes her. I thought it was the other guy.
Oh, you're talking about Eckel, Aaron Eckel or whatever. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor, by the way.
Right,
Stole
but he
show.
Wants to do it to her, and so does Batman, and she really shouldn't.
We talked about this, to recap, that, well, I think Maggie Gyllenhaal has a weird, like, the weird kind of hot thing.
She's
going
attractive
on.
In that way. Like, she was good in that movie with the Ferrell. Will Ferrell, where she... Do you see that?
Which one? I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan, sorry.
Well, there was the movie where the woman was writing the book and it was about his life.
That was...
She was in that. Yeah. And there was something kind of saucy about her, you know?
Fiction. Something
Yeah, Stranger Than Fiction. And she has...
You win nothing.
She was kind of interesting. She was kind of funky. She had a lot of tattoos. She was attractive, but not hot. You know what I mean? And I think for Batman, I need hot.
Yeah.
Well, here's my breakdown of her performance in it. She's taller than I thought she was, and I didn't think she was that tall. I don't know if they made her taller because she was playing the same role as Rachel Dawes as Katie Holmes, which in the end of it all, why did they get rid of Katie Holmes? Obviously, she was having headaches on set. They said stuff like that because Tom Cruise and his psychopathicness. But no, I was thinking about it. She had some sex appeal in this movie. Is she sexy looking? Not really. Is she someone, if I saw her walking the street, I'd be like, wow, look at that one? No. But she kind of played this powerful woman role. And you know, come on. You know how that works.
But you know, in the early ones, Vicky Vale, we got
Kim Basinger.
Who's fantastic. The Pfeiffer is smoking
We
hot.
Talked about this. See, you should have been here last week.
Last week we were talking about disappointing bodies. And I think I was listening to something where they referred to her as an olive oil-like character. And she has like an olive oil
body.
Yeah,
she doesn't. Yeah,
that's
nothing
who, that's a perfect.
Upstairs.
Whoever said that nailed it on the head.
Guys that like really I they fall over it. Girls, something upstairs generally below the head. But
I think they couldn't go with Katie Holmes because she talks out of the side of her mouth, and that would have taken away from the Joker and his character.
She does talk out the side of her mouth. I think it's because her husband's bananas.
Oh.
And jealous that she's in a movie that's making a lot more money than his last two or three.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to handle that.
And he's short.
Yeah, that's always tough.
But yeah, I was disappointed in that as the love interest when I saw the trailers. But you know what? She's got a little bit of a Katie Holmes look. She's got like the bug eyes and the kind of long
she's not
neck.
As cute. She's
no,
not
no,
cute.
She's not. She's not.
I could spoil everything for you right now, but I'm not going to. But also, my other thoughts on the movie, Echo, I can't think of his name right now. Why?
Aaron Eckhart. Is it Aaron Eckhart?
Aaron Eckhart. I'm sorry. Like that, that's yeah. it. From Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah, he's a talented guy.
I personally believe he stole the show, and I look forward and hoping that he will be in more.
No, and well, you'd imagine they're going to do another with him as the bad guy, right?
Well, we'll see.
I mean, come on, you know anything about Batman?
But a lot of people don't. No offense. You think honestly, $155 million was spent on that movie in Broken Weekend. Yeah. How many of those people are diehard Batman fans?
No, you don't have to be diehard. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, or even general knowledge.
Well, there was the other movies.
I know.
That came out 7-10 years ago.
I understand that, but I still don't believe that the people who are going to see these movies now are just strictly seeing it on sex appeal and action.
I like Christian Bale. Those people, you know.
Yeah, the guy who beats his wife. I mean, his mother and his sister.
No, his mother was a circus clown, for Christ's sake. She needs a whack.
Oh, jeez. But no.
Can you not say Christ's sake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, we're all, you know, big ups to Jesus.
Was it giving the circus clown a smack? That's
Jesus
the problem.
Is my humble.
No, we're all fine. FCC, we'll talk to you later. No, but the other things on the movie, though, I thought the Joker was good. Was he fantastic? Oh, my God. He was so dark. If he was alive today, if he literally was alive, people wouldn't be saying the things they're saying about it. And I know I sound rude and I know I sound like a jerk, but I'm willing to do it. Because if I die tomorrow, people are going to be like, oh, and then they go back and they find this thing on the internet. He was so good. He did a riveting performance on that TV show.
That revisionist history is pretty big. I don't know. He seemed like it might have been a little bit much for 2 hours of that sort of character he was playing.
Well, here's the thing. People left the movie saying, some of them being like, I don't think there was enough Joker. And other people were like, there's too much Joker.
Was there any humor in this Joker? That was the cool thing about Jack Nicholson.
He was hilarious.
It was a little cartoony, though.
But that's what Batman is. Right, it's a comic book. What does comic mean? Does it mean serious?
Well, no. I think these are more from the graphic novels.
Yeah.
Like the first ones were based on comic books.
Yeah,
you know,
and then they do the Frank Miller one. Yeah. You know. But here's my thought. It was a much darker film. It was very epic. There was a lot of scenes when you're watching this movie thinking, where is this movie going? This is not like my normal superhero, like, you can see where, you know, the storyline's going. It was very off like topic from any superhero. There wasn't a lot of like that heroism, you know, like there was no like, yeah, the good guy, you know, because right. I really still feel like the star of this movie was just evil. Like, it wasn't necessarily the Joker, but it was just bad things.
Like the darkness, right? Like the dark societal breakdown.
Of what Gotham
City
is. Yeah. And we understand that, but it's just, it was very dark. It was almost, if you've seen the Saw movies, if you put Saw at the top of your list, and you put Batman, The Dark Knight at the bottom, and you find somewhere in between, hello, Mike, that's where you're going to find this movie, because it was a lot of cryptic, really dirty. Without the gore, it was like Saw, because there was a lot of stuff like that.
Well, the stuff that came, I know The Dark Knight, when The Dark Knight came out, the graphic novel, it was Batman in that was like 60 years old. Mm-hmm. He's an older dude, and he's a vigilante, like straight up, that's what he is. It's not for the good of Gotham City, it's because he's got a lot of anger and hatred in him that he needs to get out by doing terrible things to other people. So with the Christian Bale character, they bring more of that in. There's no fuzziness with him, you know what I mean? It's like, my parents are dead and I want to kill everyone.
I'm basically taking on everybody else.
And I'm loaded.
Yeah.
That's why Bruce Wayne is so cool.
I think that's more human. Yeah, that's a more human characteristic than...
And he did some of that in this episode, but it was more like, I don't want to, like, what I'm saying too much. He did more stuff that's more heroic in the sense of things he did and not the things, like, he didn't save, like, women out of burning buildings as much.
Right.
But he did things, like, personally that was heroic, and that's how, like, the movie kind of climaxed. You know, you'll see when you see the
movie. How was Michael Caine as Alfred? Good.
Awesome. He's a great actor. Anyways.
Was there a Robin in this one?
No, Christian Bale said he would quit doing the movies if they bring a Robin character.
Because they did in the 60-year-old Batman, the Robin was a girl. And it was like a female young teenage girl.
Oh, yeah,
girl.
Yeah,
like
in the
a
comics.
Gymnast
yeah.
or something, which was kind of interesting. Because the male Robin is very feminine. So I think making Robin a girl at least made it somewhat mm-hmm. entertaining, you know?
It's true. And my thoughts on Robin is still that Chris O'Donnell, I thought, did a good job. And I don't see the point of them being so disrespectful to a pretty big character in comic books. Mm-hmm. That's just my thoughts. But that's it for The Dark Knight with me. You two got to see it. Anybody who hasn't seen it, go out and see it. It's breaking all sorts of records, so you can say, hey, when I was, you know, going to movies, I saw a movie that broke records.
It's like still sold out.
I'm going to see it in the Somerville Theater.
Yeah,
they're
go
still
see,
sold
drink
out,
a beer.
Some of these.
I know.
IMAX. IMAX continues
can you
to be
imagine,
sold out.
Like, I mean, from people bought tickets weeks ago.
Who cares?
I didn't know you could do that.
The way I look at it, too, is that it's going to be the same movie. Like, I saw it. I saw it on Monday, though.
Yeah.
But when you guys go see it, it's going to be the same movie.
Isn't it amazing how, like, something like that can bring this giant following? Like, that didn't happen with the last Batman movie.
No,
it's just like,
it's because he was the Joker, and it's because he passed away. If he played like a different role, if he was playing the role of like
Alfred,
yeah, Alfred, or like Robin, let's say he played Robin, none of this it would still get some play.
He was getting buzz. I mean, the movie was getting buzz in role. I mean, in his portrayal before he died too.
Yeah,
because
they were saying how dark and
yeah,
how
yeah.
like cryptic.
So I think people were getting kind of excited for it, and then that just pushed it over the top. You can't wish for anything more than for one of your stars who's not going to be in the next Batman to die after filming the current Batman.
Well,
if you're a studio, that's the best thing that can happen to your franchise. You know, like you don't want Christian Bale to die, but. Hey, the guy who played Joker is probably not going
to
be the next one anyway.
Well,
I think they
the
killed
movie.
Him. The studio killed him.
No,
that's my theory.
Conspiracy.
I have no proof of that.
Oh, well, here's the funny part. Here's the real interesting thing. And this has nothing to do with this is actually terrible radio or terrible anything that I'm about to say. What we record
we're
here.
Bad
you don't want, and you also don't want to tease the fact that you're about to do bad radio.
But that's okay. Because here's the challenging part. I segment the show to be like roughly 20 minutes a segment. Our counter is on seconds only.
So 421.
So let's just get out our calculators.
She's already got
it. No, she's on texting. I'm guessing this is a. Wait, we can go live. We got a breaking live story, I think.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Lauren, I just got my phone. I'm sorry, I haven't been. T H E A. I don't know what that means.
T-H-E-A.
The. Do you still want me to go in? I can stay till about 8.
What's the answer going to be?
I don't even know. No answer?
Just say no. You know, we can talk about this later. Basically, we're going to break a little story on the TV, guys. This is absolutely has nothing to do with TV or anything.
Breaking story.
It's, you
intern
know.
Intern hell.
Yeah, interns. We're not going to name names because they might be on this channel, actually, at time and time again. And so, basically, the 7 minutes. Okay. Well, can you do what's 60 times 20? So that's going to be, we're looking for 8,000? Yeah, 8,000.
Sure.
Don't worry, I got it. It's not going to be 8,000. I said,
that's like a year, isn't
60,
it?
It's 120.
Okay.
So, we have an intern here, you know, who's been kind of a pain in the butt. Texting, is that a proper way of communicating with your boss?
Well, I think it's a great way to communicate with your boss if it's Lauren, because she's a little scary. No,
I
would
think
rather,
I have it all.
I would rather text my boss than talk to her.
Who are these people?
If it's something short,
oh,
like,
is that,
I'm going to be
the
late.
They're walking in here.
No.
Okay, well, they better not.
If it's something short, like, hey, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, I don't think there's a problem with that.
Yeah,
but
you don't try to, like, break down, like, why you're not going to be there or justify your reasons.
Yeah.
Just pick up the phone, people. Okay, now we're going to spin this into Emmy nominations. And basically, if you don't know the show, you don't know whatever, I'm just going to spill out some of the stuff that I got here. I got to listen to this stack of paper. Listen to that. That's a lot of paper. I just printed out the entire, like, one sheet for the entire Emmys. Here's the breakdown. It's going to be on Sunday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Set your DVRs, TiVos.
Really watch that, huh?
Oh, I love it. Really? And if finally they announce how many there is over. Hold on. Let me see here. Let me look at my
Do
stuff.
They let that hag Melissa and
no.
Mother, no.
They're not. They're on the TV
oh,
Guide
God.
Channel.
Rivers.
They're on the TV Guide
Joan
channel.
Joan Rivers.
Like,
oh,
the
God.
Joan Rivers, I would rather have sex with Joan Rivers than spend 13 seconds listening to Melissa Rivers talk. That's
Wait, you rather have sex with Joan Rivers than listen to Melissa
then
Rivers?
Be in the same room with Melissa Rivers. Be when she, I hate Melissa Rivers.
Wow.
Okay, so that's very interesting.
You have to admit, it'd be kind of interesting.
So there is 407...
Why wouldn't you just have sex with Melissa, then she wouldn't talk? Then you could shut her
she
up.
She might continue talking. She seems like the type.
She seems like she's going to talk. Like, this is us right now, but we're all having sex.
Yeah. Exactly. And then I went to do this, and then I went, and then my mom did. Like, she just doesn't shut up. She's awful.
So in the Emmys, there's 476 categories.
Oh, you're not going to go through all of them.
No, absolutely right, not. But I got a good amount. But on the actual broadcast, they finally broke it down. They're only going to give away 29.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. And
the
I never knew that.
The other ones are like makeup. And,
yeah, and you're going to see here some of
them. Key grip and all that crap.
Best key grip.
Gaffer, best boy.
Ooh. It's going to be on ABC. It's going to be live from the Nokia Theater in L.A.
Is that? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to get there.
I've been to Emmys once.
You told me.
I went to the Emmys. It's fun.
Must be nice.
I'm so much taller than all the actors in Hollywood. It makes you feel like a giant. They're
well,
all
I'm
little.
Not tall. So.
No, you wouldn't be. You'd be.
Yeah, I'm kind of stocky, too.
Yes, you're a stocky little fella. Lauren and I would be giants.
Oh, so now Lauren's tall. Great.
She's taller than Joey LeBlanc or whatever that guy is. Joey from The Friends.
I'm 5'7".
So, here's some of the nominations for networks that got a lot of buzz. Is that ABC has 76 nominations. CBS has 51. Which I feel to be pretty low for the most watched network.
They lie. That's not true. That's why, right?
Well, they get football.
The most watched them. Elderly.
Yeah.
People.
CW with 2 nominations. 2. It's really short. Fox 25 or Fox in general. 28. HBO leading all category all networks with 85. You have NBC with 50.
That's big.
I thought I was waiting for the whistle.
I am.
It is. PBS with 33.
Nice.
That's a lot of those, but that's a lot of those miniseries
and
crap
Frontline
like that.
And stuff.
So
which
that's
is
PBS good. More than Fox?
Yes. No. Yeah, they do. That's pretty sad. And TNT, which out of the cable networks, has 10.
Ted Turner, yeah.
Yeah. So I found that to be pretty interesting, 10 for them. So I'm going to run through a few of the categories with stuff that just interesting. Whoa, he's coughing. There's a cough button.
I hit it.
I know, but I could hear you. So, outstanding animated program for less than an hour. Robot Chicken and The Simpsons were in there.
Ooh.
I think that's big.
Robot Chicken? Was that? Oh, that's
for
that
half
thing
an hour.
Seth Green.
It's only 15 minutes long program. Right. I think that's cool, and I hope I'm going for them. The Simpsons is always in there, so good for them.
Hmm.
Outstanding animated program in general. These are 1 hour special ones. We had Family Guy for their Star Wars episode, which was very good. And South Park was in there with their Imagination Land episode.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
So good.
So then here's just some random ones that I just stood out to me. Outstanding casting for a comedy series. I'm just a big fan of Pushing Daisies. I think that's a fantastic show on
ABC. My wife watches it. I watched it with her. It's pretty good,
yeah. And it's visually pleasing.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
It is.
Oh, God.
My phone was ringing. Sorry. we won't go live with that one, though. You also have
mom.
Yeah, I know it's my dad. Californication. I don't know if you ever saw that with David Duchovny, who we'll get to in just a little bit.
That. Do
good
you like
show.
That?
I think it's good.
Yeah, it seems like a middle-aged guy who just having sex with a lot of people.
That's basically the breakdown.
Yeah. Okay.
30 Rock and Ugly Betty are in there.
Ugly Betty is a terrific. I like that show.
I do too. I don't.
That
like,
really interests me.
I don't like the recent ones.
I was really shocked how much I liked it because I'm like, this Ugly Betty thing looks stupid. And then I watched a marathon, when I hadn't watched the first season. And it's good.
The beginning episodes are really good. Now it's like she's in love with that dorky looking guy, but he's kind of cute. But
he's not coming back to the show.
They broke up, and now they're trying.
He's much too fit, that guy.
Yeah.
To be a geek, but yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little goony.
It's getting soft, honestly.
But I like
that's all I can say.
I like the what's her woman, Vanessa Williams. I like her.
Oh well, she was part of. She was on Batman too. By
and the gay guy and the girl who works behind the desk. Mm. They're good together too. Anyway,
that's what you need. You need characters like that to root for.
Yeah,
Just outside of the starring roles. So there you go. That's that. Outstanding casting for a drama series. You had Brothers and Sisters, Damages, one of my personal favorites right here, Friday Night Lights, which I think is a fantastic show.
I've never watched that.
It's a really good show. Mad Men and The Tudors.
Oh, The Tudors is big with my wife. Women in their late 30s, I'll give her a break, love that show. And it's because of the guy who plays Henry VIII. They think he's like so cute.
Hot.
It sucks. It's a terrible show.
It's a wannabe Rome with a little more sex.
I didn't watch Rome because there was like too much like animalistic sort of homosexual sex, which I couldn't really get into. They got
great.
Really...
Now, how do I back that up? How do I say what do you say after that? Hold on. I go, I love that show. That was a great show. Yeah, there was a little too much of that gay
sex. But orgy, gay sex is fine, and HBO is big on having as much of that as possible in their TV. But that became like that whole Caligula type stuff, which is just a bit much sometimes on a Sunday night.
Mm.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's how I like to end my days.
Yeah, that's 6 Feet Under got a little bit crazy with that, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on with that.
Outstanding, and this
now
is
the
just,
L word's a different story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These are just random categories continuing. Outstanding cinematography for a one-hour series. The only reason I'm talking about this is because Lost was nominated. It's a personal favorite of mine. And Rescue Me was in there.
Rescue Me's a great... Good that job. Is nice cinematography, actually. They did a good job, yeah.
Outstanding cinematography for a miniseries. Oh, no, screw that one. Outstanding cinematography for a nonfiction program. Ice Road Truckers. I don't know if you ever
watched that.
I love that show.
Is it any good?
It's good. It's the best out of those kinds. Like, well, Deadliest Catches, too, and that's nominated as
well.
I love
that
fun.
Show.
That's a good one. I've never known. Well, the Ice Road Truckers, like... Truckers scare me a little bit to begin with, and then when they're on the ice road, they're really off the deep end.
And they're very, very upset all the time. And then outstanding costumes, Doug. This is your favorite. yeah, Desperate Housewives, Mad Men, Pushing Daisies. I just keep saying something about Pushing Daisies because everything about that show is it's beautiful to watch. Good writing, good casting. I like everything about it. Ugly Betty is in there too.
Is the Pushing Daisies by the same people who did the show on Showtime about the Reapers, the Grim Reapers?
Dead Like Me. Yes.
Dead Like Me. That is right. It's very similar.
The production is, and they also mix it with the people who do Desperate Housewives.
Because the colors are Desperate Housewives, but the basic tempo.
What is it on?
I love that.
It is on ABC, and it was writer strike stricken, so you might not know too much. It was only on for like 10 episodes. Same thing with Chuck, but
okay.
Outstanding directing for a comedy series.
Chuck is very good as well.
We'll get into that.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Entourage, which I think is a fantastic show.
Entourage-y.
Flight of the Conchords, which I think is terrible. The Office, Pushing Daisies, and 30 Rock.
So all good except for the Flight of the
English
guys.
I don't really like that. Outstanding directing for a drama series, which I think is very underrated a category. But you have Boston Legal, which I don't like. Breaking Bad, Damages, House, and Mad Men.
House is relatively entertaining. What's this Mad Men show? I keep seeing
it's
ads
on
for
ABC,
it.
AMC.
What are they? The FBI? What were these people?
It's a 60s show. All it's right. About just like lifestyle. Then
I don't watch any of these shows.
Once I'm the only reason.
There's
I'm
a lot of shows you wouldn't be able to.
No,
like, even with the DVR, you'd be like,
it's a lot. And I'm the only nerd that's up to it. Outstanding single camera picture editing. This is the category I know we're all going to talk about. The only reason Lost was nominated. That's all I was saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Outstanding main title design.
Ooh.
Chuck. I gave Chuck that one just because I think it's a cool entrance. It has
cake.
Yeah. It has a little, like, almost the AIM looking, what's that guy called? A baller?
I don't know.
You know those little icons of a guy, just like his body? The AOL, like,
the
little
guy.
Yeah.
Like
the
IM guy.
That's basically what they have. Yeah. The IM guy, yeah, exactly. So baller. I just wanted to give, that's what they're called, I think. Anyways, outstanding music composition for a series. You fall asleep on me? Family Guy, Lost.
Anatomy.
Lost is in there. Pushing Daisies in The Simpsons.
No Grey's Anatomy?
No Grey's Anatomy. And it's for a dramatic scene, too.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Hmm.
Original music and lyrics. You had a highlight Jimmy Kimmel's for Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Silverman.
I'm with you. They're all done. They broke up.
Yeah, we talked
that's
about
sad.
Last week.
Jesus.
Spun that on me the other day.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break everyone's heart. Outstanding original main theme song, Kid Nation, which I was a huge fan of. I haven't heard from that show since, so I think that's just about done.
I've never heard of it.
It's an awesome show.
They're done with that?
Yeah, because it was like against so many laws. Having little, like, it was about kids.
Oh, is that the one, the reality series where they put them all
awesome.
And it became like...
They put them in Arizona. It was fantastic. And it was basically like watching Real World Road Rules challenges, but when they're 12 years old.
Yeah, were there any adults? Or how did they
it
work
was only
that?
No, there was no adults. It was just the host.
It was like that. What's that that book where the kids all turn on each other and each other?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, kind of. Yeah, I like that.
So here we go. Now we're getting to the big ones. Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. You have Tony Shalhoub from Monk.
Shalhoub.
Steve Carell of The Office. Lee Pace. I didn't really know his name. From Pushing Daisies. Alec Baldwin for 30 Rock.
Yes.
And Charlie Sheen from Two and a Half Men. Are you a big Alec Baldwin fan?
That's one of the best characters in the history of television, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to have to pay more attention just because you said that.
Have you watched it?
I watched here and there. I didn't find it awesome. Fun, though. It's a fun show.
And the first couple episodes, after that, it got better and better and better. It was a terrific show.
Okay. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. James Spader in Boston Legal. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Michael C. Hall from Dexter. Hugh Laurie from House, Gabriel Byrne from In Treatment, and John Hamm from Mad Men. Nobody really there I'm crazy about.
I don't know.
And it really upsets me that my man from Friday Night Lights didn't make it. I can't think of his name right now. He's from Early Edition, too.
Oh, yeah, the guy you like him.
You know
what
I'm talking about. Yeah. Damn it, I can't think.
I don't know his name. He's not one of those
I totally know
characters.
His name. Kyle Chandler. There we go. Outstanding lead... made a mistake again. Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series. You have Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Louise Dreyfus from the New Adventure of Ultra
Scene. I like her. Do you like that show?
Yes. And another thing, she's up there on the list for hot actress later in life than earlier.
Mm. Yeah.
Seinfeld, not so hot in the beginning. Then she kind of got attractive.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I think you find her.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
It's also the character she portrays. Christina Applegate and Samantha Who.
I hear that's a very good show.
It gets ratings.
Yeah. And it's very strange. And I've never seen it, and I like her.
I love Christina Applegate.
I'd wrestle with her.
Yeah.
Well, we wrestle with a lot of people in this list. Tina Fey and 30 Rock. Like
I'd wrestle with her because of the scar.
And I
think I love Alec Baldwin in that show.
Well, that's what we were just talking about.
Oh, are you okay? I spaced out. I'm sorry.
She's smoking a joke.
You got drool all over your chin.
Yeah, she's still looking at Gillian Anderson.
I think, yeah, exactly. The best character on TV. That's what we were talking about. But Tina Fey, very talented.
And Tina Fey, like I've said before in the past, the most underrated attractive woman on television.
It's because she's got a little bit of a peculiar figure.
She's
got the big scar on her face, which I like.
Well,
it's not that big.
Oh, well, they make it up. It's pretty big. Mm-hmm. I like it, though. I think it gives her face character.
No, despite the scar, though, she's got, something about her skin is kind of...
It's like sallow. It's almost gray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not a whole lot of sun coming into her world.
No. And then we have America Ferrera from Ugly Betty, nominated, as well as Mary Louise Parker from Weeds.
This is for a comedy?
Yes.
I don't know if I agree with America.
Well, it's a comedy. Ugly Betty is a dramedy. Comedy. It's a dramedy.
It's not really that funny, though.
That's a whole nother ballgame.
You could argue that it's a bad comedy, but...
Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. You have Sally Fields from Brothers and Sisters. Kara Sedgwick from The Closer.
Ooh, I don't like Birdface Sedgwick.
I think she's...
I don't understand the appeal. And then she talks with that redneck accent on that. What is that? I mean, it's supposed to be fantastic.
It's a good show.
Grandmother raves about it. You'd think it was like...
There's your
point. Like Matlock and Murder, She Wrote rolled up in a one. But anyway, go ahead.
I
just don't like this. No, there's another show that's similar with that other older actress.
Holly Hunter
She looks fantastic.
Oh, are you talking about...
Holly Hunter, which is in Plain Sight, right?
Is that in Plain Sight? What's the other one then? What's the other one?
That might be in Plain Sight. The one with the girl from the Howard Stern movie there?
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Anyways, Law and Order, Mariska Hargitay.
I like her.
Yeah, she's attractive. And then Holly Hunter, Saving Grace.
Saving Grace, she looks great on that.
Who's the other one in Plain Sight then?
She's I forget the actress's name, McCormick.
Mary McCormick.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's
Holly Hunter has always looked good, I think.
She's got a fantastic hiney. She always
and they
has.
Show it.
You're
and
right.
They show it on the television.
The tight jeans.
Mm. Well, they show it in more than just tight jeans.
Really?
Check out the show.
What is that on?
Saving Grace is on TNT.
Do they have it on Hulu?
I don't know.
I forget to.
Oh yes, 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 yes. They will. Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series. You have Jeremy Piven from Entourage.
Fantastic.
Kevin Dillon from Entourage.
He's
got to be winning this show.
Anyone, Johnny Drama, the best name of a character.
Honestly, seriously. Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother.
He's terrific. Yeah. The whole show sucks but him.
Yeah. Rainn Wilson from The Office. And John Cryer from 2 1/2 Men. This is the same exact people that were nominated last year. That is the tightest category again.
Who won?
Last year it was Jeremy Piven from Entourage.
Yeah, because John Cryer is not a good actor, nor is that show a good show.
Is 2 1/2 Men new?
No.
Yeah. What, did you get nominated from 2 years ago?
No, I feel like I haven't seen any new material from that show in years.
You haven't. It's the same show every year.
Charlie Sheen nailing people all over the place.
Exactly.
And God bless him. It's a great... It's like he shows up... And he's not studying his lines. He just comes in and does his thing. You can tell he's almost reading off a piece of cardboard. He's wonderful, but the John Cryer is not so much.
I think the whole show kind of stinks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Okay. Well, anyways, a supporting actor in a drama series. You have William Shatner from Boston Legal.
The Shat, though. You got to give the Shat.
Oh, he's a piece of shat, I'll tell you. Damages, Ted Danson, which I'm just excited to even see Ted Danson on television.
What's Damage? Oh, okay.
Damages on FX with.
Yeah, I know.
Why am I so bad with these? Glenn Close, you're picking me up today.
And I'm bad at that usually. But.
Damages, some guys, Zelko Alvajach.
Sure.
Michael Emerson from Lost.
Which one's he?
He's
Hugo?
Ben. No, he's a bad guy. Bug Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And then John Slattery from Mad Men.
Another thing no one's seen.
I know. I'm like,
Yeah, sorry.
That's why I'm spacing out, because I haven't seen any of these things.
Stay with me. We're going to finish it out. Now we got chicks, dude.
I'm going to pinch her every time she nods.
Just touch her in the head. She hates getting touched in the head.
Never again.
Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. I'm going to mess up some words. Here we go. Kristen Collinsworth from Pushing Daisies.
Which one is she?
The
girlfriend?
Olive.
Because the blonde one is fantastic
on
that. She's wonderful, yeah.
Samantha Who, Jean Smart guest starred.
I don't like her. Jean Smart. She was on the Designing
24.
Women.
She was on 24 as well.
I wish I had known her from 24 and not Designing Women.
You continue to go up and down.
She was fantastic on Designing Women.
On Lifetime.
No.
Amy Poehler, Saturday Night Live. Here's my thing. I'm going to stop this for a second. Amy Poehler, supporting actress in a comedy series. How does that work?
On Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little strange.
You know what it is? Because people love her right now. I think she's just one of those it people, and she's going to be the next like Tina Fey, so I think they're trying to hype her up by doing this.
She's leaving SNL, too.
And she's going to become...
Yeah. I like
she's
going to
do a
spinoff
from the really? Who's her husband? I forget.
The husband's the guy who plays Gob or Job in Arrested Development.
Yeah. Mm. But they said she's going to be in the spinoff of The Office. Rumor.
What do you mean they're spinning off The Office? What does that
mean?
Spin off
The Office.
Into what?
Another office. Like another, it's going to be like a...
Oh, why would you do such a thing? It's like the CSI debacle all over again.
Vanessa Williams from Ugly Betty.
She should win.
She's good.
She's another one. No, she doesn't get better looking. She stays pretty really good looking. But she's a really attractive older woman who was a really attractive younger woman.
Mm.
I don't know.
Do
you like? You don't like her? Did you see the penthouse pictures, though?
No,
and the dog collar and stuff?
Excuse me?
Just...
When she was Miss America,
What is That's also why she got disqualified.
I don't know. Just not my type.
She's not...
Just not my type.
Well, I'm certainly not her type, but...
I mean, anyway. Halle Berry and Catwoman, yes. Vanessa Williams?
You and Catwoman need to relax. So I'm going to finish
like latex. If we put Vanessa Williams in latex.
No, I don't
know. Damn it, can someone get her in latex?
I don't like her face. I think there's something Skeletor-ish about her face.
I like it.
Okay.
She looks mean. I like girls who look mean.
Okay, that's
I
a
like
whole nother
treated
volume.
Poorly by them.
That's why you're...
Yeah,
so that says a lot about your wife.
Yeah.
Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. We'll finish up on this one. Boston Legal, Candace Bergen.
Bergen, yeah.
She's good. Brothers and Sisters, Rachel Griffiths. You have Grey's Anatomy, Sandra Wilson.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Sandra Wilson?
Yeah, she's the small African-American.
Oh, she's terrific on
chubby.
That show. Do you like that show?
Oh, yeah.
She's my favorite character. I love Miranda.
Grey's Anatomy, Sandra Oh.
Love her.
Oh, do you?
Love
really?
Her. I do.
Like actress or like you think she's attractive?
No.
Okay, good. Because she was rated like the least attractive human being alive or something
acting
like that.
Acting skills.
And then we have...
I liked her on Arliss.
Yeah, good show. Arliss, good show. And then in treatments, Diane Weist.
Weist,
whatever.
I don't know that.
All right,
either.
I'm throwing away this stack because it's freaking heavy and it's hurting my wrist. I'm going to get... hurt really bad. So we're going to go into our first break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk X-Files. We're going to get the geekdom coming out. We're going to talk a lot of Gillian Anderson, I guess. So here we go. We'll be right back. Well, actually, I'm going to wait a second until the music starts. And it's Carolina Liars with I'm Not Over. There it is. It's a TV Guy Hour.
What a waste of time. The thought crossed my mind, but I never missed a beat. Can't explain the who or what I was trying to I'm not over.
It's the TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston, and we're back. We're not better than ever, necessarily, but we're back, and that's Carolina Liar with I'm Not Over, which I personally believe to be just a fantastic song. It is the essence of rock music right now. Had a catchy little beat, had a great hook. You could sing that song. You could see it driving the car. You could sing it when you're happy. You can sing it when you're sad. You can sing it when, you know, you're constipated. You could do whatever you want with that song because it's just, it's there for you. And yeah, it kind of has like a Killers dash meets the Bravery kind of feel, and maybe I'm a little biased because I'm really into that kind of music. But I find that song to just be awesome. And if it was to get more play, maybe where you are, it's getting a little bit. Radio U, you know, we're pimping it. And I just feel like it would be more of a hit. And it could be maybe, quote-unquote, Song of the Summer-esque. But I think I have the Song of the Summer. We'll play it in between the next two steps. But that's just my thought.
I think it could be, too. I agree.
You love it.
I do love it. And I was hesitant to put it on the U because I thought it was more popular than it is, I guess. I thought it was huger.
Huger.
Huge. All of a sudden, I'm Donald Trump.
Yeah. Huger.
I thought it was huge.
So right now, Doug has stepped out to talk to his dad, which is cute. Because, you know, he must be also wondering about all that stuff that he was talking about. How he's coming back in with the phone in hand. And how lovely he thinks, you know, designing women
sorry,
is.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's okay. He's styling. So, yeah. Well, basically, I got thrown off by watching you come back in. You okay for a few little bit?
News update.
What's the news update? We have a news update. Breaking news. Radio U style.
She said there were delays or something.
There were delays.
She's been trying to come in. I was like, honestly, it's so late. You should just come in Monday. And she goes, I'm so sorry. I feel really bad.
I always feel really bad when I text message my boss laughing and giggling like a schoolgirl at the mall.
Yes, so, I got out of work.
I hope she hears this. That would be even more funny. So, but now we'll get into a little bit of our geekdom, and this should take up some time. That's always good. And we will talk about what is not only probably one of the best shows in the history of television, but it's going to be probably one of the most hyped movies for about 10 minutes because Batman's still out. What are we talking about? My timing is awesome. I'd say I am like the master. I am like on key today. Like, what are we talking about? I mean,
what are we talking about?
So we're talking about the X-Files, obviously. Yes. You get all you get my geek. I feel like a geek when I talk about the X-Files. That's how excited I get. Because all like the memories start going through my brain to the beat of the song.
Now, did you watch all the episodes straight through? See, I missed a couple of seasons towards the end. I started on.
I never missed a beat.
were kids when this came out.
It was on Sunday nights, right?
It started on Sunday. It started on Friday nights, then moved to Sunday nights.
Yeah, I always liked it. I like that Duchovny character, but
yeah, Mulder, Fox Mulder.
Red has become something to behold as she has aged.
Yeah.
We have the picture of her on
She's a fine red wine.
Yeah, she really is.
We have the cover of her on the front of TV Guide.
I'd like to keep her in a room in my basement.
Ow!
Oh, you like to open up her X-Files.
Oh.
Let me see. That's all curtains matching the drapes and stuff.
Yeah.
In the dress.
She's fantastic. She really is.
That's nice.
Well, she's a decent actress. She's been in like one thing since.
I was going to say that. Well, first thing, we can go all over the place with this topic.
All right, I'm sorry. You want to start?
No, no. Well,
I'm taking him away.
Well,
I want to talk about
my inner girl. My inner nerd just wants to like come out and talk about like episode 4. But no, seriously, when you think about it, but from that standpoint, since the show ended, everybody on the cast has done something but her. Like that, you.
She did a couple of things, but I think they were almost like guest starring roles. And
she was on a couple
on
TV
HBO
shows.
Or whatever, yeah.
I can't name anything right now. I don't have my IMDb up, but basically, Mulder, David Duchovny, has done many things, including Californication. He did the movie Evolution with another hot redhead.
Yeah, my God.
And who was it? What?
What's her name?
What the hell is her name?
What movie was it?
Evolution. This is like my thing, and I'm so off today.
Evolution. I did see that.
Google it.
No, I got it. Moore. Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, yeah.
That's right.
It's coming to me.
She is a hot redhead.
She actually now looks like Julianne Moore.
More like Julianne Moore?
Yeah.
But I think Julianne Anderson looks good regardless. Sometimes Julianne Moore, I think, owes a lot to the makeup people.
Maybe.
She was in the Boogie Nights.
She was in the Boogie Nights.
And she didn't look so good in the Boogie Nights towards the end.
No, she wasn't looking so good.
Maybe the redheads just like age better.
I think that, you know what? Redheads, you're not going to find anything less attractive than an unattractive redhead.
Oh, I know.
But really, you're going to have a hard time finding anything more attractive than an attractive redhead.
Hot redhead.
Like a hot redhead is like takes to the next level. Because there's like one in every 30 people as a redhead. Doesn't work the same way with the guys. You're pretty much beat if you're a redhead when you're a guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm screwed because I really want to find a hot lesbian redhead.
Well, you're in Boston, for Christ's sake. There's thousands of Irish girls around. Let's go hunting.
First of all,
let's go redhead hunt.
That narrows it down to like a tiny little scope of a person. Like, there's probably one person on, I don't know, on the scale that I'm looking for that would fit that.
Yeah, I hooked up with one redhead and she was like a big moon-faced Irish girl, like a big giant round face. There's something nice about her at the same. No, she was like puffy. But I think we can let's go to the bars.
Let's go right
here's
now.
The idea.
Just go to mix something, max something,
here's
mix.
The deal. Anybody listening someone's. That is a redhead, shoot an email or go to radioyouboston.com, contact us, email jrtvguy@aol.com.
Hot female redhead lesbian.
Yeah.
It's got to be a
or open.
Open, right.
I like Auburn.
Bi curious.
More Auburn redhead.
Auburn.
Little listen, brown, yeah, Auburnish.
And we're going to check your roots.
We are.
We should do something. Honestly, if you're out there, we're going to find you. So let's get back to the X-Files for about 2 seconds.
Okay.
And then we'll get back into redheads. So the X-Files, when you think back to the show, what was the show about? The show started off as Fox Mulder, David Duchovny's character, sister when they were young, was abducted by aliens. Mm-hmm. And never
so
be
thinks.
Seen from again.
Right.
Well, basically,
right.
As the series continues. And that's how we got all into it. And then when he went to college, he really got into, like, the, finding out about extraterrestrials. He was nicknamed Spooky Mulder.
Right, he was in, like, the basement of the
of the libraries there. Yeah,
yeah.
He like, dormed out there. Everybody was, like, Spooky Mulder.
But early on,
away.
Too, it was conspiracy theories as well as alien stuff, right? It wasn't solely alien stuff,
No, it
stuff,
was.
Right?
In the beginning, when it first started off, it was basically aliens, and they knew that they had to kind of branch their way through. Like, even in the first season, they brought up monsters, they brought up conspiracy theories. That's where the smoking man
came
into character, because he was an FBI, within the FBI, and he, he was very, like, what was he up to? He was, like, evil, but he did, like, good things. And,
was he Mulder's father?
No, but that was what they...
That was the implication,
that was
right?
the implication,
recall,
because...
Yeah.
What they did was one of the... Because there was many clones, and like I said, this is really... Here comes...
There
coming
was many what?
No, I'm going to say my geekdoms are going to come flying out. Can you hear me?
I can't. Can you lower that just a little
bit? Oh, just blast it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It's just loud.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was going to say something, but...
Wow. We're all going, so anyway, so Mulder did what?
What? Who's a redhead? So the Smoky Man actually made clones of Mulder's sister.
I must have missed a whole bunch of that. Why did he do that? Was he obsessed with Mulder's sister?
He was obsessed with cloning and also aliens.
Oh, I see.
He had some of that background.
Did we ever find the sister?
The sister, there was never an official, like, close the book subject on her. It was reported that she died in 1980-something, and then that they got her DNA, and she was under with the Smoking Man, though. Like, he actually found her, and he started out, because she was abducted by the aliens, and the aliens brought her back. He grabbed her.
So she was actually. So we proved there was... In the movie, they were aliens, right?
In the movie, yes.
The spaceship and everything.
In the movie, the original movie, by the way, to bring that up, was basically a gapper between two seasons, but also stood alone in its own way. What they're saying this movie is all about. It will be its own movie, so like anybody can go see it. Like Lauren looking at him with that puzzled face would have things. Might not be the biggest X-Files fan, but...
No, I just watched it when I was a little kid. Like, my mom was super into it, and now I didn't retain any of the backstory, like the stuff you're talking about, but I just remember being freaked out. Like,
it was
a scary
show. It was a scary show.
But what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't like the movie so much.
Yeah, well, the movie wasn't.
Did they not solve anything in that either, right?
Well, the movie was, like I said, it was a gapping between. There was a kid who was really smart, like a super smart kid, had like a major brain.
I saw it. I don't remember.
And he was like he was abducted by the Smoking Man and other people because they wanted to do tests on him. Oh, it's going to keep playing, baby.
Oh, God.
It's like a train wreck on that one, though. But hey, so
it's
the
a
new
CD.
Movie. So anyway, what's Jillian going to be wearing probably in this one?
From the pictures, I see a towel.
Are there? Well, how, you're keeping all the pictures over there in your TV
it's
guy.
It's not like a towel. It's like.
What is she kissing Mulder?
Well, here's the deal. We'll get to that.
Oh, saucy.
So yeah,
he's a sex addict on
They've
the show.
They've always had a thing. Going
there was
on.
Yeah.
Well, they said that the show was always like where her character Scully was brought in to be Mulder's assistant or like sidekick in a way because he was onto something and they actually gave him a branch of the FBI called the X-Files.
Right.
So they had to bring in somebody whose specialty was still FBI related. And
she was a doctor and they wanted her to keep an eye on him.
Exactly.
Right?
He was,
and
she
just
was basically
debunk
planted.
His things. The, right?
What?
Debunk all the stuff that he...
Exactly. Yeah, she was supposed to bring the like reality to his crazy theories and she couldn't on some things.
Right.
And that's where the kind of sexual chemistry came from and the questioning going back and forth. Yeah, she was all. Yeah, she was a doctor. She was a... And she could
pathologist
as well as she But no, she was brought on to also watch Mulder and what he did.
Right. And keep an eye on him, kind of, right?
Exactly. And that was by Skinner.
There was an episode where...
Hey, there's Skinner right there. I think he's walking by.
There was an episode where they did the... when she went to his house when they couldn't find him and... She was listening to his messages, and it was all those phone sex people calling back.
Yeah.
And because didn't Duchovny had an issue with phone sex?
He had a sex issue.
I thought that was funny.
And there was many different things. That's what made the show so good.
Great.
The characters.
It was clever.
Yeah, and the characters were very realistic in the way, like, yeah, Fox Mulder was a pretty stand-up guy, but he also had his addicts. He did alcohol at times. And then the whole show, we can all pinpoint the point where you probably stopped watching, especially, is when Fox Mulder left the show for a couple years.
Yeah, and I don't even remember what happened.
They brought in Robert Patrick to play Agent Doggett.
Who's Robert Patrick?
Terminator 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. I do. I stopped. That is when I stopped.
A lot of people did. You weren't alone. And basically, they brought him in, and then they brought in Scully left for half a year. And then they brought in, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but she played Agent Reyes, which I wrote down.
Was she Hispanic? Nice.
No, she wasn't.
Saucy.
So that's where happy Hispanic can be called Reyes.
That's just the way it was. But no, so there was a lot of disconnect. Where that's where the show kind of went off and on. But back to the Scully Mulder relationship, that kind of never really happened. But they kissed on some episodes, but then they went like the next week went to something else.
Did they kiss
that
in the movie too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they also in the very last scene of the television show, the series finale, they were in bed together.
Now the rumor was that the two of them hated each other. The actors. Did you hear that?
What happened was towards the in the beginning of the show, obviously, they liked each other. Hey, we're getting big breaks. Then it got to a point where they were both prima donnas. Mm. And then by the point that when Duchovny left the show, she realized that, you know, he was such a fantastic guy. And the bitterness between the two was only because they were so, like, you know, focused on the show. And so when he came back and she came back to do the last season and a half, they really both came together in that.
Do you think they ever hooked up in real life?
No. He was married. Tay Leone, come on. Who would you take?
Is she still married to her?
She.
Is he still married to her?
Him, yes.
Who would I take? I'm a big Tay Leone fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, having fun with Dick and Jane?
Oh, Agent Reyes was the big-headed girl from that show, The Brotherhood, and
Mystic
Pizza.
Oh, he really is looking up his thing? Yeah, she was on Mystic Pizza.
She looks like a horse. Anyway. Well, anyway. That was a bad hire.
Well, they needed somebody.
Well, they could have brought someone hot.
Well, it's not all about that. I'm sorry. I know I'm all about it, but...
It is kind of a big part of
that show. Wasn't I really believe that was one of the only shows.
There were so many guys not unlike you, probably a little older at the time, in their basements, conspiracy theory, Fangoria magazine, all that stuff, who were obsessed with her.
Well, Juliana's and Scully, absolutely, but she never came off as this, like, they weren't trying to use her as a sex object.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, and that hard-ass kind of FBI thing, people like that. There's whole websites dedicated to that stuff.
No, I agree with you, but I don't think they were trying to do that, that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, her attractiveness is there.
Well, it would have been what's her name? The Mannheim Steamroller Woman would have been on there then. Yeah, because she's a good actress, right? She'd be a good FBI agent, but who's going to be in the basement sweating to her? No one. No one.
Poor girl. She lost a lot of weight. She's looking
Janet
all right
Reno.
Now.
She's still on a track.
Janet Reno.
So anyways, back to the point of the show. So throughout the years of the characters, remember the Glowing Gunman? They did a spinoff of them. I don't know if you remember this. The three guys.
Oh, the three in the van. Yeah. They did a spinoff of them?
Yeah, for half of a season.
An episode.
Yeah, seriously, that show was bad. It was bad. And it was called The Lone Gunman. They were cool. And then you had the Smoking Man, the villains of the show with the Smoking Man. There was a black guy that they brought on when the Smoking Man was gone for a few years. There was a black guy. He was another agent, but he was totally against the X-Files. He was the one who eventually burned down. There was a season finale where the X-Files were burnt.
So they had
kind of do their own thing. And the whole thing where, like we said, when Duchovny left the show, he was abducted by aliens. I don't know if you ever remember that scene.
Who was?
Fox Mulder.
That's how he left?
Yeah, he was abducted by aliens.
On the show. Before they brought in the guy from Terminator?
There was his fake sister.
So wait a minute. When the movie came out, he was back?
No, on the and he was still on when the movie came out.
Okay.
The movie came out in 98.
So
he left the show
in
99.
The movie was pre-abduction.
Yes.
And then he came back at the end of this show?
Because he was found. Scully
found
him.
Did they discuss the...
Yeah.
Was he probed?
He didn't have a memory of what happened, but he remembered talking and voices and things. A lot of flashback scenes.
I don't remember any of that. I like the one with the freaks. The circus freaks.
Which time? There's so many.
They had the guys, all those Jim Rose circus sideshow guys.
Was that the one where they bashed people's like heads open? There was a scene. I know what you're talking about. And they played old classic music.
And they drove
around in a Corvette from the 60s.
I don't know.
I remember an episode like that. There was these freaks who went and they killed people by bashing their heads with like blocks.
One thing I remember distinctly is the episode where something comes out of the toilet bowl.
Oh, God. Those are early episodes. Early episodes.
That's all I remember.
There was one out of the toilet bowl, out of, what'd you call it? A vent on the, in your floor.
Dude, like, every time I went to the bathroom after that, I was like,
You hovered.
I was freaked out, man.
Both her feet on the seat. Yeah. Like a gargoyle.
You're trying to aim. You're trying
this
to
way
aim.
You can jump off it if something comes out.
And here's another thing that was another downfall.
Coiled, we'll get ready to go.
X-Files. Some things that they did towards the end, towards like six seasons in, when they really started scratching for things, was when they started doing comical episodes.
Like some of those were okay, though.
Oh, I despise them.
I don't know.
When
I don't
you're
really
trying to be funny. When you try to be funny.
He was funny, though. He was a pretty funny guy, that Duchovny.
Well, Duchovny's fine. I'm talking about the show aspect, yeah, though. You know, like, you can't go from being, like, about vampires one week to the next week being about a funny pizza boy.
Was the guy who headed the X-Files their immediate superior, you know, that bald guy?
It's called Skinner.
What was he else was he in?
Show-wise, or you mean?
Yeah.
He was on the show called The Mountain.
And he kind of looks like the guy who's the in charge on Jag, but he's not him.
He does, kind of.
But Jag.
For you watching Jag, you
haven't seen a
you
Jag
episode.
I love
Jag.
Have to be
we
over
40. Jag.
You have to be over 49 years old.
Wait, my you dad have to admit the fact of the matter is that female Marine was loaded for bear. She made the show.
Yeah.
She was attractive.
Do you believe they brought her on for that? So
yes.
49-year-old guys were going woohoo.
No, 75-year-old guys were doing that. So no, but one thing.
I'm sorry to take her
no,
away from
I
the
like
X-Files.
It. What else? There was something else. Oh, the X-Files. Another thing. Was about this show. Like if I say another thing one more time, someone throws something at me. Well, another thing. The X-Files was
then?
The best part about it for people that could watch it every week and people that didn't. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's only shows these days like The Lost of the World that are kind of like they say like updated X-Files-esque. But it's because X-Files, you could watch, you could miss 3 weeks and you wouldn't. They, big plotline things weren't happening every single week. So like,
they wrapped up every show.
Exactly.
Yeah, they did.
And if they
did,
didn't,
yeah.
you they would come back to it, but you would know like they would do the beat continues. They do like every season they probably had two episodes.
But it was
back
more like
back.
A cop show from the 80s or something. Like, you know, there was a continuing storyline between the characters, but you knew you were gonna have a resolution.
Yeah. There was always the overlying
yeah.
story, but right. there's some things and the ones that really freaked out, what they usually did early in the show was they wouldn't solve things. So you'd be freaked out. Like, where the hell did that Wolfman go? Seriously, is he in our room?
Oh, yeah. They had Wolfman, yeah.
They had a lot. They had things that, like, people that would be...
I was always scared when I was a kid watching this.
Well, you were probably, like, 11. How old were you when this was
8 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
8 years old when I first saw my first episode. All and right, I was so scared. Because
we were young.
You were... Oh, I feel really old.
Don't worry. Doug's only 22. Yeah. So, no, I remember, like, they would, like, in this wall around us in the studio, it was blue walls. And they would have, like, characters that would, like, chameleons to the wall. It was so freaky. The show was just scary. Everything about it was so eerie, but it was so good.
And so the movie is set up to be something pretty entertaining.
So here
What's
we go.
The
here's
basic
here's
gist
the,
of this
well, before
thing?
I get to the movie right away, the final thing, the final line of the X-Files, the big, the truth is out there. That was their big motto every episode. And then they did some episodes in the middle of some of the seasons where they would throw different lines in that ending of the credit scene or the opening screen.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know
and
that.
It would say, like, you know, the truth is coming and the truth is there or, you know, behind your... Like, they did weird things. And then that's when the show started to go down. But the final thing, the truth was Scully found out from the smoking man. He's out. What Mulder found in a computer in the government's way back in the government basement was that on December 22nd, 2012, so if you're looking at a calendar, that's just like 4 years away, that aliens will invade and take over our world.
Oh, snap.
That's honestly, that was so cool when that happened because like the whole time, you know, you remember watching the show. Maybe you didn't watch every week, but the truth is out there that you always heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What do you mean the truth is out there? What truth?
Right.
Who are you talking to? You know? But... Now we know what the truth is, and we find that was always there, and Mulder knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he always used to tell people that was his thing.
Yeah. Man, so is that what the movie's going to be about?
Well, the movie here, I read a little article. I didn't read too much because I'm so excited. I tried not to find out things about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie, the gist of it is, it's actually taking place live time. It's going to be in the fall, like the theory of it's winter 2008, so we're seeing it obviously summer of. And that Mulder and Scully, they're going to reunite because I guess obviously something happened in the in-between.
Reunited.
And it feels so good. Okay. But basically, it's gonna the two of them coming back in Mulder. For some reason, there's a phenomenon that happens that brings the two together.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the movie's called The Truth. I believe. Oh man, why can't I think of it? I Still Believe. Is that what it's called? Oh, jeez, I'm gonna be in trouble.
I don't know.
No, but whatever. I think it's called I Still Believe.
Okay.
Or I Want to Believe. That's what it is. X-Files, I Want to Believe. So basically, it's coming back to the theory of what happened at the end of the show, and then where they've gone, and then bringing them back for some phenomenon. And we don't know exactly what it's from the commercial. I've seen some guy with, like, his eyes are bleeding, and he says that he sees evil and stuff. So that's the gist of the movie.
That's very biblical, right?
It is, yeah. Very Jesus-esque.
Yeah.
Well, here's one thing. I'm going to read you a little article here, and you can tell me your reaction to it. Five questions with Chris Carter, creator of The X-Files, who's fantastic. First one is, fans have really been waiting for this movie. Are you surprised that they still are interested? He said, yes. I think the reason we made this movie was because we felt that the enthusiasm from the fan base. That being said, I think this movie, to be successful, as Fox would like, we need to make the movie that would appeal to beyond just our fan base. The broader the base, so basically he's coming to the just the fact of realizing that you can't just go to the people that watch the show. You have to get people that want to see the show now, you know? Like, who are interested in just, like, what was that show all about? I missed the train.
Right.
And then also, second question was, can we expect to see a romantic relationship between Scully and Mulder?
Ooh,
Doug's all excited. And the answer to that, he says, I'm not diving into that one just yet. You have to go to see the movie, but there's definitely some sex scenes.
Ah.
Oh. What does that mean? Then it says, and how about the lone gunman or Skinner? Are they in the movie? He says he's not saying anything. He's keeping it under wraps, but you will see some of the old characters in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting. With the tendencies to basically, what the question is, what about spoilers? You know, very, like, everybody nowadays, you look on the internet, you search, you'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that this was very hard. He had to basically take the script midday from the actors and change things and give it back. And actually, at one point, David Duchovny actually lost the script.
Oh.
And he was so nervous that, like, oh, crap, here we go. And he was actually behind a toilet stall.
Oh, wow.
It's just, like, funny how nervous people are. Oh, my God, someone's going to find it, you know? And that's just the sick reality that we live in.
Yeah,
not just in movies, but in television shows. So, yeah, I guess they really kept that as tight as possible.
I mean, I know a guy.
Oh, you know a guy.
Who can get movies before they come out.
Well, do you mean copies or, like, scripts?
Off the internet.
Oh, well, yeah, everybody know. Well, yeah, I can tell you some websites right now.
Are they concerned about that,
No,
too?
They're more concerned about while the movie's being filmed, people finding out plot lines.
Spoilers and all that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Five questions that were asked of him, and he was just saying about spoiler stuff, that he would basically give the actors their script in the morning, take it back in the afternoon, give it back to them, only certain scene by scene.
Right, right.
And he said it's very difficult, because when he was doing the show, he didn't care. Because the internet was around, but it wasn't as prominent. Like, people weren't as like, what's happening this week on The X-Files, you know? Because most shows nowadays, you can find out just by searching, because they film months ahead of time. And so he said he's very nervous about that. And he said, but pretty well, at the end of this, he says it's been pretty solidly locked up.
The studios do go crazy, though. I know you were saying, you know, they get on the internet, people videotape them at the movies, or they get a copy, a promotional copy, and they're crazy about it now. They'll let you come to screenings. They won't give you a DVD if you're someone famous or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they have guys in the crowd at the screening. I know someone went to the Batman screening in New York before it came out, and there are guys with ultraviolet, like wearing goggles, watching to see if anyone's got anything like filming the camera.
Which is crazy.
Well, it's, you know, it's, I mean, you think about it, 100 million, 150 million to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want every, you know, ass in those seats to pay.
Absolutely.
You don't get it free.
So basically, to break it down, at the end, they ask Chris Carter, do you see yourself doing more movies? Obviously, it comes to the success of this one. And here's my honest opinion about what will happen. You guys can tell me, then we'll go to our break, and we'll come back to finish it up. I think that, obviously, drawing off that final plot line of the show, December 22nd, 2012, aliens will rule the world, will take in over and invade. That was what the truth is. But I believe there'll be a movie that will come out in 2012, roughly. If this movie does well, maybe a little before that, it'll probably be called X-Files: The Truth. And it'll be about maybe the X-Files, them trying to stop the invasion of all aliens. Or seeing the beginning of that, and then maybe just to leave that ominous feel of, like, aliens taking over our world.
I think that would make sense.
It would be kind of a cool movie. I like movies that leave you with that the good guys didn't win vibe.
Yeah.
I do like that.
In some ways, because sometimes it freaks me out.
But you feel bad, kind of, but it's better than, you know, that.
Than always being wrapped up so
exactly,
tight.
Exactly, right, right. With a big pink bow.
Yeah, so going from the X-Files to Coldplay.
Let me see those pictures of her.
But if they know that they're coming, then they have all this time to prepare.
They do, and that's what I think part of this movie is going to be about. Honestly, I think that's what part of this movie is going to be.
So,
acknowledged, at least. But that's it for our X-Files, and we're really excited to see it. At least I am. You know, I'm going to be there with my Poindexters, and
I'm
maybe even wear an X-Files shirt.
Ooh.
But,
oh, my God.
Come on.
Maybe I'll have a redhead date to go.
There you go.
We're gonna find, you know what? I've made this my mission. I'm finding you a redhead. I'm married, so I can't do anything.
You can,
So I'll be your wingman.
It's ridiculous.
I'll just dress like a really unattractive lesbian.
Okay, we'll talk.
Who's that giant lesbian with long?
Hi.
We'll talk redheads and more in just a few minutes at the TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston, and we're going to get into Coldplay now and Doug's favorite band. TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston. Here we go. Finish it up. Third and final segment here. We always call it the best, so we'll just stroll into that. Coldplay right there, Viva La Vida. I think that's a song of the summer. Personal opinion.
Nope.
Okay.
When you're being waxed.
The best, brought to you this week by Redheaded Women. I gotta get some sponsors for that. We can say lifestyle soon.
What is it? The red gum?
What is Red Com? Oh my God, what is that called?
I don't remember.
What's a Red Com?
Big Red.
Big Red. Hey, Big Red.
Wow.
Me? Well, the music, once again.
Deaf?
I'm sorry, I blasted just for that part, and I just think.
I feel like I'm fighting it.
Thank you.
Sorry, geez. I want to just make sure the listeners can hear.
Presented by Big Red.
Presented by Big Red and Redheads. So we'll go right into some stuff, then we'll get into Redheads. The best guest star news. The show Chuck is just loaded this coming spring or fall, should I say, with all sorts of guest stars. They have Nicole Richie, Ben Savage, who's coming back out of retirement from Boy Meets World.
Oh, Boy Meets World, he's the Ben Savage.
Yeah, not Fred. You have Tony Hale, you have Jordan Brewster, then you have Emmy Award winning John, what's his, oh my God, how do I say that?
LaRocquette.
I don't know how to say that. LaRocquette, I was going to say.
It looks like LaRocquette.
He's very good.
Yeah, it does look like LaRocquette. He's awesome.
He's a very talented guy.
Also have Michael Clark Duncan, who's going to be on it.
The big guy, right?
The big man. He was in The Green Mile.
Who's the woman who plays Chuck's love interest?
Oh my God.
She is stunning. Siobhan, where'd she come from?
Brand new actress.
Oh my God, she's a talented girl.
She has a weird tooth, but I don't care.
I like that. I like a little snaggle.
And also, I think, speaking about redhead, another hot redhead, Melinda Clark.
I don't know who that is.
She was on the OC. She was the mother on the OC.
Oh.
One of the. She's attractive.
I could
she was on
never
CSI
that.
Too. She was on CSI for a couple of years. She played the love interest of the lead character.
Okay.
That guy, whatever his name is.
Grissom?
Yeah.
Who was she on that?
I don't know. Redheaded lady. She was a stripper or something.
Oh yeah, she was a whore.
Yeah,
she was a brothel, madam. Yeah, she's very interesting. Blue eyes.
Yeah,
yeah, she's attractive.
She's very attractive. And then for Scrubs, I didn't write down there, but are you guys okay?
I'm thinking about that woman. I forgot. That's good.
Well, Courtney Cox will be on Scrubs this year for a few episodes. The Scrubs returned as a mid-season replacement. And also, Scrubs news real quick is that Scrubs, this is supposed to be its final year. It got moved to ABC, but they're thinking about actually doing something where they continue the show for a few more years with other characters.
Which would be a mistake, but fine. What happened? Wasn't it doing well?
It was part of that Thursday night lineup. Yeah, it was doing well, fine, and then they just didn't want to bring it back.
So they let ABC take it to finish.
They let it go, and then
ABC
picked it up.
Because they did that stupid episode with the
Princess Bride.
Oh, stupid!
You watch it? I didn't like that much.
Well, no, and then that was the last episode.
It didn't make any sense. Well, because of writer's strike. You have to remember.
No, I understand that, but they made it seem like it was the last episode, and it didn't
tie up anything.
Nothing was resolved.
Well, that's why they knew that they were going to do something.
Yeah, who's the blonde girl on that? I like
Sarah Chalk.
Oh, yeah,
she's really become an attractive.
She
woman.
She is like. Gone yeah. like I thought in the beginning of the show she was really attractive.
She's a little skinny in the
down.
Beginning. I thought
yeah,
she was also
now
skinny.
She's very attractive.
But
she was the Hanes commercials.
She was on the show with the Roseanne. Yeah, she was.
She filled in as the daughter
for a little while. I don't know why. They brought the other daughter back. Anyway.
There was like five different blonde daughters.
And by the way, if you look at all of them now, Sarah Chalk is like looks.
No, she
beautiful.
Has. She has. Yeah. Grown because she was young. I mean, in her 20s or whatever, she became an absolute beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Like carries herself well. Good, yeah, I like that.
On the show, they really downplayed her good looks for a little while. Like they made her look kind of weird with
yeah.
like the bangs,
mousy kind of.
Yeah, but now.
But
she's
I think
back.
She kind of blossomed a little bit too. In a, I don't know, maybe hit the gym a little bit or something. I don't know.
Maybe hit the gym.
But then she'd do like little sexual things, like they'd have her, you know, to make JD crazy. And I was like, holy crap!
Yeah,
like did a lot of fantasy scenes.
I didn't get that from her until she started doing that.
Yep.
All right, I gotta go, but it's been a pleasure.
Well, I gotta go too. We're all gonna go. You just name me one more redhead you like to have fun with.
There is another one. I'm sorry, I'm stuck here. Oh, the one on the CSI.
Mershka Hogden.
Yeah. No. On CSI, not on NY.
What?
No.
What are you talking?
CSI.
About?
The CSI.
I'm being asked something.
Her name's Haggerty or something like that, though. It is a. What the hell's her name?
I don't remember.
Lizzie Lohan. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Doug's gonna head out. We're actually gonna head out. And Lauren, I want to thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Sorry.
Next. No. What are you sorry
I'm
about?
So tired and out of it.
That's all right. That's what we like to hear. The energy. Oh, Doug, looking so cool. Look at what a badass. So basically, next week we're gonna come back, and we're gonna bring you the top 10. Thank you. The top 10 worst lyrics ever.
He hugged you.
I know. Well, I can't say it on air. What am I supposed to say? We hugged it out. The top 10 worst lyrics ever. So if you have any idea of something you might think might go on that list, email me at jrtvguy@aol.com. You can go to radioyouboston.com. Let us know your thoughts there. As well as you can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/jrtvguy. Let me know. Hit me up. Be my friend. I need them. I love people.
Friends.
We all love friends.
Now, this is worst lyrics, worst, like, poorly written, or
I think let me break it down. Good call. She's helping me because she knows that we've had this argument a lot, and I'm finally bringing it to the show.
Okay.
It's worse lyrics in a song that was supposed, like, trying to be somewhatly serious. You know, like, you sat down and wrote the song, like, not just being like, not Weird Al is going to be on this list. Like, you're going to have, like, general.
Can I say it? The one that I think?
No, I don't want you to say anything. They don't want you to say anything.
But that would be a perfect example.
Because this isn't in order. Well, you know what? Should we try to put it in order from 10 to 1?
No,
I think you just throw it the 10 worst, and we'll describe why we think it's the worst. Definitely going to bring Lauren back for this one.
Yeah.
Because she's definitely going to have... This is something I want to try to get as many people. We might have more roundtable, because it's not really going to be our normal discussion. TV's really on, like, you know, on a little hiatus right now because of, you know, the summer. You know, you can watch American Gladiators, have fun. Watch Wipeout, I Survived a
Crush,
Japanese...
Crush, I love you.
Oh, Crush, baby. You just tell
Phoenix,
me when and where.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alan. Not a redhead, but she's kind of pink-headed.
Yeah, and then there's Helga. She's blonde.
Oh.
She'll mess you up. Okay, anyways. But yeah, so next week we're going to talk top 10 worst lyrics all time. You have to let us know what you think and tell me why you think it is. Even if you just say, this song sucks. That's fine. Just give me a little something.
JRTVGuy@AOL.com.
Ooh, look at her. Look at that plug. So yeah, also, you know, make sure you're listening every single day here to Radio U Boston. Make sure you go to RadioUBoston.com, stream us. If you have an HD transponder and you're in Boston, you can listen. I almost messed that up bad, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm awesome. But yeah, you got to check us out. Also, you know, we have a lot of great things coming. You have every day Lauren LaRock right here, who's featured here today. She's featuring all of her talents. She's on from 10 to 2. Also, then you have a block of music. Then you have Matt Shear every day to 7. You have Here on the Air. You have all sorts of great specialty programs. Here on the Air. Help me out with this one. Let's plug everybody.
Everybody.
Local show.
Digital Love with
Digital
Leilani.
Digital Love with Leilani. You have Doug, who's on from 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. International Incident. Mike Swidrek. Indecision Time. Coolest Folk.
That's good. Brandon Stamm. Yeah, that's my boy. It's my boy with the country music.
Yeah. DJ Chica.
Oh, DJ Chica with, is that the name of the show or is that just it? Just
called Girls DJ. Radio.
Girls Radio, which is a big sponsorship now with Radio U.
Yeah.
And,
not sponsored, partner.
Partner, sorry. What else? You got anything else?
Punk show, Dead Punk Society.
Oh, Dead Punk Society, Monday nights, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
It's, 8
o'clock,
7.
Rock. 6, 7 o'clock.
Monday at 7.
Monday at 7.
There's a bunch more. Just check it out.
There is. You just got to go to the website and you got to listen. Always be listening because it's just a fantastic radio station. Really isn't programmed by this lovely lady who's sitting across from me.
Oh, thank you.
But like we say, we got to go. Oh, I've got to hurry up before the lyrics start. So have a great week. 10 worst lyrics all time. Next week, TV Guy, Frank says hi.
A heart of gold, but it lost its pride. Beautiful veins and bloodshot eyes. I've seen your face in another light. Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? In too deep and out of time. Why'd you have to go and let it die? A simple man and his blushing bride. Intravenous, intertwined. Heart's gone cold, your hands were tied. Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? In too deep and out of time. Why'd you have to go and let it die? Never think of me. You're so considerate. Never think of me. Oh, so considerate.